The Roundhouse combines tragedy, the comic, a spirit world, and a tale of injustice. The story is told through the eyes of a 13-year-old boy, Joe. It begins with a brutally sadistic attack and rape of Joe's mother, Geraldine. Joe's family lives on a North Dakota Native American reservation where his father is the tribal judge. Geraldine manages to escape from the rapist, who clearly intended to kill her, but she is so deeply traumatized that she withdraws to her bedroom, refusing to eat or speak. Joe tries to heal his mother, but she slips into a deep hole of solitude. Joe finds himself thrust prematurely into an adult world for which he is ill-prepared. The book is also a well-written coming-of-age story about Joe and his three best friends. We are exposed to their first ventures into the mysteries of sex and their eagerness to be initiated into its secrets, even as they search for a man who has committed a terrible sexual crime. Frustrated with the inability of the authorities to find and prosecute the attacker, they take matters into their own hands. Joe vows to avenge the crime against his mother. Complicating the search for and then prosecution of Geraldine's attacker is the fact that she cannot identify exactly where the attack took place. She knows it was in the vicinity of the Roundhouse, a place used for sacred ceremonies. But that property lies within a no man's land of Indian tribal land, private land, and government-owned land. Each is under a different legal jurisdiction. The Roundhouse itself stands on reservation land where tribal courts are in charge, but the criminal suspect is a Caucasian, and tribal courts cannot prosecute non-Native people. Author Louise Erdrich, a member of the Chippewa Nation, has written one of her most emotionally involving novels. Though it starts as a crime story on the reservation, it quickly becomes an intense search for justice on all levels. It is also an examination of the lives of her characters as they face the challenges of reservation life. Their lives are seriously restricted by 1988, when this novel takes place, and any Native American who wants to honor the old ways on the reservation must now survive on infertile lands which can no longer support him. Their culture has also been seriously compromised by the arrival of Catholic missionaries who have weaned them away from their myths and traditions. The Roundhouse shines for many reasons, particularly because of the intensity and power of the various and numerous characters' descriptions. Each one is realistically drawn, complete with the ambiguities that are in each of us. This book can be found at the Park City Library. I am Terry Skirky with the Friends of the Park City Library.